We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, want to just clarify some of the stuff we've been saying about guaranteed money. Just got this text from somebody who I consider in the know, who says, let's say that Le'Veon Bell's salary for 2018 is like, in the form of this new contract, $17 million. Maybe 10 of that is in a signing bonus, which would mean the other part of it, say $7 million, would be his salary for the season. So instead of adding 10 plus 14.
So it's 17 basically guaranteed.
Right.
I got you. That makes sense. And then the progression, it goes up, right?
Right.
Or sometimes they load it up front and then more.
Well,
less
in NFL the back Network end. Is saying that it would be 2 years, $33 million. So
that
if
would
it's a $70 million dollar deal,
16 in the second year.
Yeah, so he would make almost half the contract in the first 2 years of
okay.
the deal.
I got you. That makes sense.
412-928-9370. We're talking about Bell, and we've got above average wide receivers making more money than him. And wondering if that makes sense. Brandon Cooks gets $81 million. If you're Le'Veon Bell and his agent, do you look at that and think, well, see, this is why we're not taking the Steelers deal? This is probably why he wants his client to be treated like more of a wide receiver than a running back because of the kind of money that they're making in free agency.
I get that, absolutely. But you just can't get past 406 touches. I mean, the chance of injury there is much greater than the above-average wide receivers you met. That's the other side of that. Of course he wants to compare them more to a wide receiver. They're making a lot more.
But does that make sense, though? Should, like, the 20th or 25th best wide receiver in the NFL make more money than the best running back?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Well,
to him,
when I ask you, what do you
to
think?
To him, obviously, it doesn't. I think the Steelers' offer was more than fair. That's just my feeling. And, again, I don't blame him for turning it down. It's business. I think their offer was more than fair. They went as far as they felt like they could. Some people, I believe you among them, think they went way too
yep.
much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't sit there and say that it's an unfair offer because they tried. Is it right? I mean, I get the nature of the position. You know, guards don't make as much as tackles. It's just part of the business.
One text here says, Ron Andrew, imagine if Yancey Thigpen made more money than Emmitt Smith. The current NFL contract world doesn't make sense.
I have no idea what Emmitt made in his day and what Thigpen made in his day, but I get the point. One guy's a lot more valuable.
One guy's a future Hall of Famer, and the other guy was a pretty good wide receiver, but nobody would call
Isn't
him up.
Isn't Emmitt in already? Is he not in?
What? No, Emmitt's in. Yeah.
Yeah, you said future.
Oh.
Hall of...
No,
you're talking about when they were playing.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Tom's on the air. Hi, Tom.
That's interesting because Thigpen left for big money in Tennessee, is my recollection.
Yep.
Anyway... My point is, Le'Veon, I agree with you, Ron, in your column today, et cetera. You know, it's America, collective bargaining agreement, you know, go out and get what you can make, current day NFL. But I have a problem that hasn't really been outlined. Le'Veon got intoxicated before games, has missed walkthroughs, is on social media. I was at the playoff game last January against Jacksonville, and they're playing his rap songs, you know, during commercials, which is fine. I understand there's an entertainment aspect to this, but I won't be sad to see him go. In a sense, and can I bring up a historical analogy? Barry Foster became a problem, and they simply replaced him with Van Morris.
Was Barry Foster Le'Veon Bell?
I don't remember Barry Foster becoming a problem. He got hurt, and there was some debate over how hurt he was, and Bill Cowher kind of hung him out to dry a little bit. I don't remember him becoming disgruntled. Maybe he did. I have a hard time remembering yesterday.
It's just an early
but again, I mean, the Steelers clearly don't think Le'Veon, his baggage is too much. They felt the same way about Antonio the year before when Art Rooney said, these are just minimal distractions, and they gave him the big money, and I think all of us would agree he earned every penny of it last year. They clearly don't think Le'Veon is a problem, or they wouldn't have put that franchise tag on him. They would have used that money elsewhere, or they wouldn't have offered him $70
million. What is this missing walkthroughs, though, Ron? We never got the full story.
We never did, whether he had an excused absence with Tomlin or not. We never did get an answer. You're right.
Okay.
See you, Tom. Look, I'm not the biggest Le'Veon Bell fan. People know that by now. But I just don't think it's applicable to compare him to Barry Foster, who was a good running back for a short amount of time, but was never considered to be
the best
the standard in the sport.
The
I mean, he
game.
Was
right.
You had Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Thurman Thomas. I mean, you had Hall of Famers in the same era he played in. There were probably at any given time maybe 5 to 10 running backs who were, you know, clearly better than he was. So that gets back to the old balancing act that coaches and teams talk about all the time. Is the guy worth it? If Barry Foster turns into a disgruntled employee, well, he's easier to just throw to the scrap heap and say next man up. It's not that easy when talking about a running back who's capable of putting up 2,000 yards in a season. Hey, I'm relieved that they didn't give him that deal. I do think, though, today the devil's advocate position is more interesting because guys who clearly do not have the kind of impact or effect on a team are getting more money again. And it just keeps happening where we're living in an NFL that as of this moment, before Bell gets his big contract, above average wide receivers are valued more than elite running backs. And that's interesting to me.
I mean, you keep hearing it's more of a passing league. It's more of a passing league. But again, to me, with the guaranteed money, the injury factor is a big part of it. They just don't – the Steelers – now, some team will pay him more. The Steelers are one of the few teams that, is very they're very tight-fisted when it comes to giving the guaranteed money, the signing bonuses.
There's a text here I want to get to about Antonio Brown comparing his – comparing him to Le'Veon Bell that I want to touch on next. We'll get more of your calls in. You'll also hear Bell's agent explain why he didn't want to go into negotiations as an agent that represented a running back. He wanted to redefine the way that players were viewed by teams throughout this process. You'll get his take on that coming up in your calls too at 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.